Recently, I highlighted the fact that retired teachers were being brought back into the system while unemployed, fully qualified teachers were left literally on the sidelines. And I pointed out that it was most unfair. These people who have been brought back in have had a good innings, up to 40 years in the public service, and now drawing the pensions to which they are entitled. And I brought to the attention of the Minister for Education and Skills, Rory Quinn, and I got a very satisfactory response from Minister Quinn. He's insisting that each school must keep a register or a panel of unemployed teachers, and if a vacancy for substitution work comes up, then the person who actually is brought in to fill the post must be picked from this panel. But what I'm now highlighting is the fact that this is replicated in the health service executive as well, both in the administrative sector and in the nursing sector, and it's wrong.
Have you had any direct contact with the HSE on this as of yet?
I have just written to the HSE today because of the fact that yesterday a young lady from Sligo who applied for work with the HSE in the Manor Hamilton office tells me that she's still on the waiting list, while at the same time the former employee on a HSE pension has been brought back into employment. And the same thing is happening in the nursing sphere. I mean, many young graduates with fresh ideas are forced to immigrate or to stack shelves or to join the dole queue as retired nurses or administrative workers, and their places have been taken by people in receipt of state pensions. So it's wrong, and I'm taking it up both with the Minister, James Riley, as I did with Minister Quinn in the case of teachers, and also with the Chief Executive of the Health Service Executive. It's economically wrong, it doesn't make sense, and it is morally wrong as well.